Hey, everybody, it's Ben and Rob from Edge of Wonder.
Yes, you guys, so this week we saw that Xi Jinping, Joe Biden, George Soros are all facing off against one another. And there's a lot of arguments about what's going on between U.S., Taiwan, and of course, China.
Yeah, we're going to break all of this down for you. But is this really a black and white matter of good versus evil, like so many out there are saying?
Right. Or where are we being manipulated into assuming the deep state's tentacles aren't trying to take down Taiwan?
And how is the World Economic Forum quietly putting steps in place for a global government and police force while we all search for who to blame?
And what signs are starting to appear right in the sky in China?
That's right, blood red signs, Ben. So join us for an Edge of Wonder live with a perspective nobody else is talking about, of course.
Right. But before we start, don't forget to follow us on Rumble so we can grow our channel and bring you more free content to share with your friends and family.
And if you want to see our Edge of Wonder series, full uncensored live shows with exclusive Q&As, movies, and content from other creators we've brought on, then subscribe to Rise.tv.
Right. For just $9.99 a month, you can support our work, and we give you a whole lot back. So what are you waiting for?
And until then, let's get into Taiwan, the CCP, and the World Economic Forum as we expose the deep state's tentacles. Almost read that differently. We'll see you out
on the edge.
All right, Ben, how you doing?
Good, Rob. How are you doing?
Well, Ben, I do my best work in the bathroom. And when I was on break before we started the show, I read a tweet from, or it was a truth, from Charlie Kirk. And this is really fascinating. It actually is completely in line with everything we're about to talk about today. And the tweet reads from the World Health Organization. Okay. Mm-hmm. It says, the world leaders are about to break for a lunch of fresh Atlantic crab and Spanish pork, followed by duck and the world's best cod from a sustainable farm in Norway. When we resume, listen to this. When we resume, we will be discussing freedom of speech and how it could be reformed. Hashtag Davos 2022. So everyone's like, well, are you kidding me? Like Charlie Kirk, he said, the same people who tell us to work bugs into our diet and replace meat with lentils and plant-based alternatives dine like kings in Davos. It's not hypocrisy, it's hierarchy. Very true.
Well, the really ironic thing, which we're going to start talking about a little bit later, is how here you have all these World Economic Forum people talking at this event, saying things word for word. Those things are going up on Twitter, what they're saying, and Twitter is censoring those videos, even though this is actually what they're saying. There's no...
It's like, hey, we're just gonna come out and tell you our entire strategy for world domination, and then it's not gonna get into any of your homes because Twitter's gonna censor it for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's so ironic because here they are talking about specifically, they're saying things like we need to reform censorship and all these things, and yet that's being censored by them talking about how they want to reform censorship. It's like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that.
It's a really bad dystopian movie is what we're living in right now.
Really, it is. Yes.
So you guys, you know, you want to hit this? Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so like the deep state and the CCP basically each have their own agenda. And what Biden is doing... seems to be good by what he's saying by defending Taiwan, right? Like there's a lot of people out there that might want to get behind this because Taiwan is not communist. It's a free country. And it looks like Biden may be getting behind Taiwan right now. But most likely it's because they don't want the CCP to actually have control, not because it wants to protect Taiwan, but they also have biolabs there, and Taiwan is responsible for all of the chips that get into everyone's computers and everyone's cars, like the chip shortage. It's that company and that corporation in Taiwan. What's it called?
TSMC, I think, or MC, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
I think that's it. I forget what it means, but
so there's been a lot of confusion about this because I think it is because Biden is such a divisive person that when he says he's in support of something, people will automatically go against whatever it is and think that whatever he's supporting must be bad, right? But this is a much more complicated situation than that. And we are going to try to enlighten you guys on exactly what's going on here.
Right. Because, I mean, it is true. There are bio labs in Taiwan. And that did come out as being official. And actually, Lindsay, you can pull up that Cell Biolab link there, and it will show you, it will talk about some of the specifically the biolabs. So it's like, you know, so everyone's trying to compare the situation right now to what's happening in Ukraine. Oh, if, you know, if Biden, you know, supports Ukraine, then, you know, Russia, there must be something going on with Russia. But it's like, that's a very incredibly different situation to what's happening with China and Taiwan. And we're going to,
there are years and years of history of research that you could do instead of jumping to a conclusion on this one.
Right. And the thing that everyone has to remember. So, I mean, on the surface, yes, it's like in reality, even with these biolabs, even with everything going on, it's like the U.S. actually needs to have control of what's going on in Taiwan, because it will also help preserve Taiwan. If the CCP takes over and takes Taiwan, Taiwan would fall, and it would actually be really, really horrible, especially to the people that are there. And Taiwan would then become part of China. And that's what they don't want. The Taiwanese people want to be their own country. And the UN will not acknowledge them to have their own country. So,
which is also really fishy to begin with. That means the UN is getting a substantial amount. Because why would they not support freedom unless there was a substantial amount of money behind that?
Exactly. And honestly, by Biden coming out saying they're going to defend Taiwan, I actually believe it is a good thing. But you have to remember, you guys, that with all these different elements, you know, you have like global deep state New World Order thing with the CCP, these two groups are now starting to get a little bit at odds with each other, which is why Soros came out saying negative things about Xi Jinping, because, you know, we kind of talk about this a lot on the show, and Rob, you've done a lot of comparisons to, it's like Frankenstein, right? It's like the deep state created a monster with the CCP, and now that monster wants to take over everything. Yeah. And the fact is, it's like, it's not that, you know, what's going on, everyone has their own interest in heart. That's essentially the core of this. So with the U.S. now saying that we want to protect Taiwan, on the surface, it's like, yeah, but, you know, there are personal reasons, I'm sure, from the deep state why they're doing what they're doing by trying to preserve Taiwan. And also, they have no idea what China would be like. China's just crazy. Think about it as like you have the most insane serial killer on the loose, and you have no, and it's like you made this serial killer, right? The deep state essentially made this entity
Frankenstein.
And it's like, you know, as ruthless and hateful as possible, and it just turned on everybody. And so, you know, this is why I think that everyone has their own best interest, and why it's so different from Ukraine is because Ukraine, I mean, from what we know and from what's out there, you know, the Ukrainian government has been built by the U.S. and essentially the deep state. Let's just say the deep state.
Yeah, not the U.S. This is like a total globalist. Yeah. Like
Ukraine is the globalist center for what's going on. Taiwan is a free nation.
It's like a deep state incubator for all the crap they want to do.
Ukraine is.
Ukraine. And actually, in a way, China is too, because there's so much more. Like, I think even though we've got a situation where, you know, you have Joe Biden saying he's going to defend Taiwan. Like, I agree with you. Taiwan should be defended. However, the reasons why Joe Biden wants to defend Taiwan is probably one of two things. One is either they're worried that if the CCP gets Taiwan back, it's allowing them too much control, and it's going to embolden them into becoming more, or into desiring more control. Okay, that's one. So controlling actually that Frankenstein monster, which is not the Chinese people, but the country itself of, well, the CCP itself, is very important to them. Two is there are bio labs and there are chip corporations in Taiwan that are very important for this world organization, fourth industrial revolution. If China gets a hold of those, that also isn't very good. So if there are significant deep state assets in a specific country, you will find them defending those things. That doesn't necessarily mean they're doing it because China is communist and that they're against communism. This is a complicated situation. And and the other thing too is I don't necessarily think just because there's a quote unquote bio labs in a country that means that much. I think there's a lot of bio labs in the world, all over the world. And you can imagine that those bio labs are run by corporations, and those corporations would be answerable to who? Well, the World Economic Forum's ESG scores, most likely big pharma, the deep state, essentially, right? Yeah. So wherever those bio labs are, those aren't necessarily like, you can't poo-poo the entire country away just because there are bio labs there. It's not actually,
I found a document that actually explains how many bio labs there actually are. So they're spread over 23 countries, and the largest are in Europe, and with France, Germany, you know, et cetera. And then in Asia, North America have roughly proportional number of bio labs. Asia has 13 located in China, India, Japan, Republic of Korea, Singapore, and Taiwan. So, and then North America has 14, including Canada and the United States. So this document really goes over. So there's 59 of them that's accounted. However, it doesn't really talk about Ukraine. It only mentions Ukraine once. And we know that there's a lot more in Ukraine, and that we've already did like a whole episode exposing that. So I. So I just wanted to bring that to that point, Rob, of what you were talking about. So,
yeah.
Did I interrupt you? Did you want to say anything else?
No,
with that?
I mean, I just think, you know, look, there's a lot of us here who are patriots who don't agree with the deep state, what the deep state's doing, right? Safe to say, we don't agree with the globalists, but we're not going to say our country is utter crap just because there's these deep state assets here that are doing things, that are trying to control things. We're really worried about the situation, but you can imagine every country in the world is struggling with this to a greater or lesser extent right now. So even Russia, if you think Russia's not struggling with that, I mean, come on, like there's some weird people in that government who have some weird ideas about taking over the world. And I'm not talking about Putin necessarily. I'm talking about guys that are informing him. I mean, Trump had terrible consultation during the time of the election by his legal assets. So, I mean, it's not hard for somebody to have bad advice from someone. Anyway,
this is like what we were talking about, the superconductor chips. So they make 92% of the world's superconductor chips are through this company, and like Apple, IBM, like basically any company that you possibly think of are all through this company. So, you know, there's a lot of economic reasons why China is also trying to take over Taiwan. And the thing is, it seriously, if they take it over and it becomes communism, it's
those this, people aren't even built for that. They'll reject it. Like,
well, yeah, exactly. And I don't even know if people know the full story of what happened to Taiwan, but it was from, I want to say the last dynasty in China, which is, I think, the Qin. It's either Qing or Qin. I always get the two of them.
Qin was way back. Yeah.
Okay. So essentially when the CCP started to take over, they were forced to leave China. And then that's what they basically went over Taiwan and established Taiwan. And so
Kuomintang or whatever, right?
Yeah, so, the KMT and then the CCP, and they were all at odds with each other, and the CCP won. And so it's like, so most of the people in Taiwan really can't stand communism. They don't like the CCP and they want to stay free. And so they don't like China and they've been wanting to establish their own country. Now you have some of the leaders at the top who are probably a little bit more corrupt. I mean, China's constantly been trying to take over Taiwan from day one. So, they just have missiles, permanent missiles pointed at Taiwan. And it's like, come on, the UN's not doing anything about this. Like, this is kind of crazy, you know? Yeah. So it's really sad. And this is why I think it's good, even though, like, you know, there might be more intentions in this, but I think this is one thing that Biden's actually doing that's a good thing preserving Taiwan and the people there.
Xi Jinping is not on anyone's side but his own. I mean, we don't know where he's at. Okay, this is the people that are closest to Xi Jinping that have the best intel on Xi Jinping, which is probably the folks at the Epoch Times. But you can read their articles. They'll cover China better than anyone. But the thing is that Xi Jinping, it's unclear where he stands. This is fundamental to understanding what's going on right now, because if he was really good, he would have gotten rid of the CCP a couple of years ago, you know? When he got into power, he wouldn't have just arrested all of those people. He would have actually completely dissolved the CCP and created what was next, which was hopefully a democracy of some sort. Mm-hmm. You know, not that democracy is amazing, but it's a hell of a lot better than communism. And he hasn't done that, which means that he is trying to preserve his position of power for whatever reason. And he's yet to make a move that positively distinguishes himself from communism. He's still raising his hand to the blood red flag, you know, saying his oath and all of that stuff. So we don't know where he's at and what decision he's going to make. So he is not necessarily a part of the plan, like trust the plan, part of the plan. No, his plan is world domination, like everywhere. Like this is now, if you look at the best intel of what's happening in China, like people on the ground in the CCP, reporting back over here on what's going on, they want world domination. You know, it's like Taiwan is like the first step for them. So
yeah, it is. It really is. And that's why it's so important that Taiwan doesn't fall back into the CCP's hands. Because if it does, it's just...
Even Hong Kong shouldn't.
Yeah, even Hong Kong. Know? Yeah.
Like London, or London, the UK never should have given up what they did with Hong Kong. I mean, the way that they did. I mean, talk about people that are against communism. No one's against communism more than those folks in Hong Kong. Like those people are hardcore. Where Taiwan, they're like very gentle, like beautiful people. But the Hong Kong have like...
They'll fight, man.
Grit. Yeah, they have
They really will. They're like not afraid to die, actually.
They like America more than most people in America do. It's out of control.
It's totally, it really is. Like being over there and spending 2 months over there with everybody, I really got to see. I mean, they are so, like, they can't stand mainland Chinese. If you speak Mandarin there, they will literally look down on you, and some of them won't even, they'll refuse to speak with you, actually. It's really crazy. But if you speak Mandarin with like a Cantonese accent or something like that, then it might be okay. But I was really shocked because my friend who went with me, he only spoke Mandarin, and they like refused to speak Mandarin to him. Even if they knew Mandarin, they would rather speak English, like broken English, than Mandarin.
That's telling. Wow. Like they're completely rejecting that country's culture, right?
Yeah.
Mandarin is outside of that, but.
So we were kind of learning a little bit of Cantonese he's fluent in Mandarin. But he was learning Cantonese while we were there, because he found out that it was just like, man, I'm speaking English more than I'm speaking Mandarin. I didn't realize
how many inflections are there in Cantonese? Like how many tones? I think there's
in Cantonese, I think there's six. And
I heard that in Toisanese, because there's like a bunch of different dialects in Chinese. Toisanese is like 13 or something. Like, can you imagine like 13 tones? Like, I can't even get down the four in Mandarin. Never mind.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Yeah. So. Are we playing
what,
a
what trailer? Is that you, Lindsay? Is that your way of telling us we need to have a trailer or
something? Our trailer break is approaching, guys.
That's okay, great.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, so our friend Jennifer Zung, who we've interviewed before recently, she's exposed a lot of information about China's actual strategy for trying to take over the West. She's dropped a bunch of stuff just even over the last like few days. We actually did an interview with Jennifer Zung on Edge of Wonder. And so we're going to show you a trailer for that. This is on rise.tv if you subscribe to our platform. So anyway, you guys, check this trailer out and we'll be back in just a moment.
On today's Edge of Wonder, we've invited a very special guest for an exclusive interview. You might have seen her work talking about China and exposing the Chinese Communist Party. She's been arrested and sent to labor camps multiple times, but she still fights for what she believes in. And now she's a human rights activist speaking for truth and freedom.
Everyone, I'm Rob and this is Ben from Edge of Wonder. You might recognize us from YouTube, where we had a popular channel from 2018 to 2020 with videos on space, spirituality, the human body, and forbidden history.
Yeah, our content covered everything cool that we found information on, which the mainstream either couldn't or wouldn't talk about.
Our channel had over 500,000 subscribers and we had more than 45 million views. But then we were censored and demonetized without warning for daring to look deeper into topics and bring you the truth.
But we refused to be stopped. Now we're excited that Edge of Wonder is going live twice a week with deep dives, interviews, Q&As, and more of the content you love.
And that's not all. We've been getting lots of requests for our timeless episodes on topics like the Mandela Effect, transhumanism, communism, and more. We're happy to say we've got them all, as well as new series every month on our own platform, rise.tv.
And don't forget my favorites like The Power of the Mind, Near-Death Experiences, Ancient Civilizations, and our Old World Order documentary series. And the list keeps getting longer.
To watch it all, subscribe to rise.tv, where you'll get our full, original, uncensored catalog of exclusive content, and you won't want to miss our hilarious live chats with our awesome Rise community.
Yeah, it's like we're all family over there with lots of hope and, of course, humor.
And until next time, we'll see you out
on the Edge
of Wonder. Nice.
So guys, yeah, you can find all of our exclusive content that we have on Rise TV. So along with that interview with Jennifer, which was a really great episode. So I was just kind of reading. So Biden, you know, he obviously, we were just kind of talking about that. Biden says he will he's going to defend Taiwan if China evades. And again, this is a very different kind of situation with Russia and, with Ukraine. And it's just so messed up. And at least in Taiwan, people are very free. And
I saw an article the other day about the military, like respecting, you know, it was like, they keep doing more and more like progressive things with like the tranny rights and all of this stuff. And, just makes me wonder like what's actually going on in the military, you know, like with all that like liberal stuff going on, that's like very SJW stuff where they're thinking about that instead of actually defending our country. Like, what are they actually going to do? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Like, I saw something where they like changed. I don't know if it was a flag or a uniform or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, it's just,
you know, it's funny. I started a TikTok channel today. I'm going to see what happens, you know, try to like experiment with TikTok. Not that I agree with TikTok. I had to put it on a separate phone. But there's hard to reach people nowadays, especially when we're getting censored on YouTube and all these other places. And I think our content might do good there.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was like making my profile, you know, it it's like your bio, you know, it's like, and then it says pronouns. And I was like, I really wanted to go in here. I was like, nachos, Cheetos, you know, those are my pronouns. But I was like, man, I'm going to get totally going to get censored again if I just start acting like a smart ass right away when I get on the platform, you know?
That's funny. Yeah. TikTok is good for kind of like conspiracy fun stuff, I guess.
Yeah, no, they the like there's a it's like just a big like big vibrant community. They all share stuff there, and you get a lot of good stuff and people doing interesting things. So I put that video, my first post, Ben, was that video of us talking about AI.
Oh yeah,
yeah, I put that on there. So we'll see what happens.
Nice, that's very cool. Yeah, someone was like, TikTok goes right to the CCP database, and it does. That's why it's good if you're going to use TikTok not to have probably.
Yeah, don't put it on your main phone.
Main phone.
Yeah. You have to have like a burner phone for that.
Yeah, honestly, though, at this point, I think everything is connected to something at this point on your phone. It's like if you don't really want to be tracked, just don't have a cell phone.
Even then they have satellites that can listen to you, so it doesn't probably, even they do
probably doesn't matter.
You know, I was watching a video on TikTok about somebody was covering the social credit back to the whole China thing, and the World Economic Forum guys wants to we're gonna talk about this, and we're gonna talk about Jack Posobiec getting arrested, because not arrested but
detained
and then had his stuff looked through. Anyway, China actually, I didn't know this. Their social credit system is so advanced now that I think for every one, it's either for every two people there's one camera, or for every one person there's two cameras. It's something that crazy, and that those numbers aren't even that much different. So you can imagine
billion
how many
in China.
There's cameras everywhere. And the cameras, whether you have a mask on or not, detect your movements, how your body moves, and they will throttle your internet, they'll throttle your bank accounts or whatever it is based off of something the cameras see you doing, which is exactly what the World Economic Forum is trying to implement. Well, the World Economic Forum, what they're saying through the fourth industrial revolution is going to be implemented through us implementing all of this stuff through technology, whereas in China it gets forced down their throats. We're stupid enough to implement these things ourselves through technological competition, essentially.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I mean, and I think that's what everyone's kind of worried about. And you know, getting back to these tech companies, and actually, I mean, yeah, I was kind of looking into some of that TSMC, and I found a. There is actually a slight connection.
The chip corporation.
The chip corporation. Yeah, that we were talking about, and now I can't remember the name of the company that was free something semiconductor. But anyway, there was the company that had the guys on the flight 370 that went missing. The Malaysia 370.
Yeah.
So they were part of this. Free something semiconductor, and they were working together with this TSMC, and then they had a contract in the early 2000s with this other organization like XMP, and then they cut ties with XMP a couple years later, then things change, and then this happens, and then a year later XMP buys that company. And then that company is now part of that larger XMP, and that and the guys that originally died or went missing on that flight, that company is no longer existing. So it's just really weird, because it makes you wonder if there was like, I mean, and this is a $1 trillion industry, the superconductor. Like we're talking about big money. I mean, for this TSMC, I mean, they're a $500 billion company right now.
Yeah.
So this is not big. This is not like small money that we're talking about.
And I mean, we're talking about all of these, you know, very advanced chips being made in one place, right? So it's huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we should show this Jack Posobiec, these tweets and then any videos associated with that right now.
Yeah, we should.
What's interesting about this is you guys saw that badge on our thumbnail probably, and that is the badge that's been being passed around. I'm sure you've all seen it now by now, of the guys who basically detained him. They had World Economic Forum police badges.
Scary.
Yeah. And so now what I'm imagining is that this is a private security company. Well, can you turn this on? The audio on?
I need to stop filming.
I don't even think it's a private security company. I think this is actually
it's theirs.
This is the World Economic Forum police.
No, but I have a theory of how they were created.
Mm, okay.
We have to look into this, of course, but so Jack
Posobiec. You're detaining this journalist?
Yeah.
Can you put the phone away, please?
Can I ask you why you're detaining this journalist?
I don't answer your question.
Is it we're not able to report here?
Please put the phone away.
Okay. Can I ask you guys why you're being detained?
Can you please stop filming? Then we can talk.
Why do I need to stop filming?
Because I ask you to. It's my personal right, because I don't like to be filmed. Okay. And it's a right in Switzerland. If I don't want to
but
be
can
filmed.
I ask why he's being detained then? I won't point the camera at you then. He's I won't just, film you, but I would like to know why.
He's pretty chill, actually.
He's doing a good job.
What's detained? Can you explain?
How come he's being surrounded right now? Is he allowed to leave the area?
We're just making a normal police control because, you know, it's WEF. Everything is very sensitive.
Is there a reason he specifically was targeted?
There is a reason, because we have to have a reason to control a person.
What was the reason? What was he doing?
I don't have to tell you that. Why are you asking me that?
She's getting annoyed.
This is, you know,
welcome to American Journalism 101.
Seriously.
There is a reason, but everything is clear now, and we're about to leave in just a few seconds.
Thank you.
Okay. Could you please now, can I ask you please to delete your
delete? They want him delete. Like, so let's just censor and like, if you're not doing anything wrong, what do you have to worry about, police officer?
Exactly.
So, okay. The World Economic Forum, how does it make money? Well, all of these corporations are partners with the World Economic Forum. So all of that money is going up, right? They can, if they want, if they need to, they have a building. They can create their own security company and or police that they use to monitor all of that stuff. So it's because they have so much money, you can hire a private police force, and maybe that private police force then becomes more public as this police force becomes more accepted. Like, it's the new Interpol or something. Like, why would WEF need police?
Yeah, you know? It doesn't make any sense at all.
I understand security, but that dude is at a cafe.
Yeah.
In Switzerland, in Davos somewhere, and y'all are harassing him, basically. What's he doing?
I mean, and being a government organization, you know, they can, it's like they get so many donations and money, all the kinds of stuff and everything else. And it's like from all these countries. And it's like, I'm sure our own taxpayer dollars have gone into that and everything else. And it's like,
Lindsay, can you pull up that really creepy photo of Klaus Schwab with that Dr. Evil suit on? We'll find that for us.
Well, definitely. No, it's actually in here. Oh, we're going to get there before you get to that. Actually, Lindsay, play. So we have, this is a video of Jack actually explaining what happened to him. Let's play that first. Then we'll get into Klaus Schwab.
That apparently the World Economic Forum under Klaus Schwab has its own military, paramilitary police force called World Economic Forum Police. Suddenly, two minivans full of officers, essentially a quick reaction force, pop up. Everybody storms out. They've got MP5s. One of the guys was flagging me with his MP5. You know, kind of, that means in the military, it's like, you know, putting his barrel where he shouldn't be vis-a-vis our direction. And then each of us was taken myself and the entire crew, one by one, out, by, you know, sort of behind the building and behind this stack of tables. And we were made to empty our pockets and we were frisked right there in front of the entire attendees of the World Economic Forum. That apparently the World Economic Forum.
It's like, why? The question is, why did they single out him compared to everybody else, right? Yeah. And it's like that's
because he is exposing the Great Reset, Ben.
Exactly.
Like, why do you think that's trouble? You guys use the words the Great Reset. We're just reporting on it. We have a right to report on it, negatively or positively. Like, don't say stupid things if you don't want people to report on you.
Well, and this goes. This is the thing that drives me insane with it's like freedom of speech and just you're reporting on it. And by censoring it, it's like you're censoring it because you don't want information to get out. So it doesn't.
Well, and it's like this, the thing we opened the World Health Organization tweet that we opened with, where they say, when we resume, we'll be discussing freedom of speech and how it could be reformed. You know, how do you reform freedom of speech? Freedom of speech is freedom of speech. There's no reformation there.
You can't there's no reforming it.
It's either freedom of speech or not freedom of speech. There's no reforming that.
So Lindsay, you can show that photo. We're gonna talk about that a little bit more. But yeah.
So I just can't get over this, man. Personally, Ben, there is no way that you buy something this out of touch with how people actually dress in the normal world, unless you just have boatloads of money and you want to throw it at something ridiculous. You look like a supervillain.
Seriously.
He shaved his head like Lex Luthor. He looks like Dr. Evil. Why are you doing that to yourself? Thank you.
So weird. Well, and this conference that's going on, what people are saying is really crazy. So, this is from the Daily Wire. And so here's a few quotes that Klaus Schwab said. And the future is built by us. So, and then literally it's Klaus Schwab lays out vision for a new world order. And then so in this article, it really goes on to say, the future is not just happening. The future is built by us, by a powerful community such as you here in this room. We have the means to improve the state of the world. And then on the World Economic Forum's website, they said the meeting is the starting point for a new era of global responsibility and cooperation. The moment demands it. So,
this is funny.
I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, it's
too many people are waking up. It's crazy right now. We've got to get a hold of this.
So we have the means to improve the state of the world. The future is not just happening. The future is built by us, a powerful community. So such as you here in this room, the only people that could go into that room are either friends of like Bill Clinton personally, or you got invited to that room, and that's it. Even the media had to like go through all these. Yeah, the Reuters had like a list of badges, and there's the top badge, which was like white and then blue. And then if it had a certain mark on it, it was like you could go into certain areas, and then everyone else, there's no way you can get in there. And then the lowest end of the spectrum were basically the people that were like running behind the scenes, like doing all the lighting and everything else, waiting in the cold forever for someone to get on stage to speak for 5 minutes about how your life could be better, even though they're like billionaires all on stage. So
that's actually it is, you know, the people in that room were very powerful people with a lot of money and controlling really big corporations and organizations. So they don't have to say what they mean directly. They can say it vaguely and everyone in the room knows what he's talking about. Right.
Yeah.
That's what people, I mean, they can't say it directly. They do actually, they come out and say things fairly directly, but they also are very good with how they, dress up their words the way that we need to hear them so that, you know, a lot of people stay sleepy while they're doing these things. But you found some information about Klaus Schwab, his daddy, and things that he's hiding, didn't you, Ben?
I did, and we're going to have to talk about that on Rise TV, so we won't be able to get into it here.
It's a little too saucy, is it?
Yeah, we're going to, but there's still some other things that we're going to present here. Such as, so this is really fascinating because Rebel News interviewed the president of Microsoft while he was around the area of the World Economic Forum, and it's a really fascinating interview. So we'll see that after we get back from the break.
All right. Well, this is our communism trailer, probably arguably the best series that we've written and produced. So if you guys haven't watched the communism series, I think all of that is on our Rumble channel for you to go and watch and dig up the history of the CCP and communism in general and why we call the CCP the Frankenstein of the deep state. And you should totally check that out because it will blow your mind if you haven't seen it. So roll it.
150 years in the making. The ultimate evil specter. Lies, hatred, and struggle. Traditions destroyed. The deep state cult, communism.
All right, and we're back. So, yeah, that's our series. It's actually on, I think most of it's on here on Rumble. You guys can watch it here, but definitely it's on Rise TV too. So, Lindsay, play this this Rebel News. This is so fascinating. This is that guy, Avi, I think his name is. And, you know, he was the one that was on. So he got really famous because he was on that. Jim Jefferies show, right? Is it Jim Jefferies? Is that the name of the guy? Is it the comedian that was on
something Jefferies? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Go on.
Jim or I can't remember. Something Jefferies anyway. So he was on there and he secretly filmed the entire interview. And then when they released the interview on Comedy Central, it was like, you know, they would ask a question and he would answer it and they were like chopping it all up. And then he released the full interview and basically he got caught making fun of Jewish people. So the host did. And it totally destroyed his career. And they tried to like do all these things. And so anyway, Rebel News hired this dude to go out and everything. And this is awesome because he got with the president of Microsoft who didn't know who he was when he started the interview. So let's watch this.
Rebel News, Avi from Rebel News.
Well, because we do a lot of work on the SDGs. We address things like skilling and climate change, internet access for everyone. And I happen to be an SDG advocate myself, appointed by the UN Secretary General.
And this year...
Get you into your thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
One more question is, this year they're saying that this is about regaining trust. Why do you think so much of the world has lost trust in the WEF?
Well, the first thing I would say is we live in a world where I think people question much more everything around them. And questioning can be a challenge, but you know, questioning, I think, is also an opportunity mostly to provide people with better information, more information. And that's one of the things that the World Economic Forum does.
But that doesn't answer the question why people mistrust and specifically Bill Gates.
No, but it's
okay. That's all right. There we go. Microsoft, UN looks like they're one organization. There you go.
Well, they want you to not question is what he was saying. Yes. What was interesting? By the way, confirmed. It was Jim Jefferies.
That
was
Jim Jefferies. Okay.
So, yeah,
okay.
His name is Jim Jefferies, and yeah. I mean, come on. You know, that interview. Who was that guy? Do we know?
Which guy?
Did you say who the guy he was interviewing was? I couldn't.
That's the president of Microsoft.
It was the president of Microsoft.
I don't know his name, but he is officially the president of Microsoft.
I'm shocked that he even responded to someone on the street wanting to interview him. Like, why would, and he still kind of,
he was pretty calm.
He was calm and he was very exact with his words. He was very careful about how he was saying stuff. And he didn't, maybe he had a few drinks in him. Think about
That's
it.
Possible.
Because what, possible. Like, why react like that unless you're like feeling good and you have a few drinks in you, you know? Like, yeah. That's gonna be the only way I would imagine. And I think the woman was really trying to keep him out of trouble. She was so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, he might have not known what Rebel News was. It's like Rebel News. And he's like, okay, you know, and it's just like, he just looks like he wants to talk to him. But then the girl like knew right away, like she's like the handler trying to like pull him away. Right.
She's sober. He's drunk. She's trying to keep him out of trouble.
Oh man. Yeah, man. I'm so tired of these elite people. I mean, it's like, we're seeing them over and over again. It's just a bunch of old white billionaires.
Yeah. And then these Democrats actually like eat it up. Well, I don't get it. I'm white, but I say everything that you want me to say, you're cool with me. But if I'm not, I'm evil, racist, and should be killed or something. Like,
yeah, I think that's,
I can't have one different thought than whatever this like social justice warrior agenda is. Yeah. Or...
Seriously. So this is one of the things that George Soros said.
Oh, yeah, at this book signing event.
Yeah, he said the crisis in Ukraine may be the beginning of the third world war, and civilization may not survive it.
I mean, you know what's crazy about this?
How can you say that?
Yeah, but like, you're not saying the world won't survive it. You're actually saying civilization won't survive it. So like, those that actually survive will be living in like post-apocalyptic, like devoid of civilization.
I mean, it's like, we don't even need to have the Bilderberg meeting privately anymore. We're just going to have
George Soros book signing.
It's all out there now.
Yeah. George Soros book signing, same thing.
I couldn't even believe it. I was like, what? You know, and then it's like, then you have Twitter like censoring these things. It's like, this is their wording.
Even Twitter is uncomfortable with too much information being out in the open at one time.
It's so mind blowing. Like, I see,
like, the guys at Twitter are like, man, if we don't censor this, everyone's gonna know their plan.
So actually, Lindsay, if you can say, do the Twitter censoring videos of that one. And this is actually what Rob was talking about in the beginning of the episode. And here's the exact quote that the woman says, and we're going to show it here in a minute.
We are finding ourselves in a place where we have increasing polarization everywhere, and everything feels binary when it doesn't need to be. So I think we're going to have to think about a recalibration of a whole range of human rights that are playing out online, you know, from freedom of speech to the freedom to, you know, to be free from online violence, or the right of data protection to the right to child dignity. We are finding ourselves.
What the hell?
Yeah, man. It's like we need to change the way the human rights are online.
I think we're going to have to think about it.
It's like, after she said this, I think she realized what she said. And this is what's being really censored right now. This comment right here.
Online violence, or the right of data protection to the right to child dignity. We are finding.
It's nuts. That is so nuts. And so this Joe Manchin guy, Manchin, I think that's his name. So he's one of the most powerful elected officials in Washington. And he basically came out. He also, it's just insane what these guys are saying on this forum. We can play this video too.
Possible, as long as we're committed to supporting Ukraine in every way possible, as long as we have the rest of NATO and the free world helping. I think we're all in this together. And I am totally committed as one person to seeing Ukraine to the end with a win, not basically resolving in some type of a treaty. I don't think that is where we are and where we should be.
Can I just follow up and ask you what you mean by a win for Ukraine?
I mean, basically moving Putin back to Russia and hopefully getting rid of Putin.
So moving back to the moving
getting rid of Putin.
Well, out of all of Ukrainian
territory. I think Ukraine is determined to take their country back.
And also getting rid of Putin, you said.
Well, that's going to be the Russian people do that. This is Putin's war. It's not Russia's war. Committed to supporting Ukraine.
Do you remember when Biden actually slipped and he said we need a regime change in Russia, and like everyone went nuts, you know, like the media went in frenzy and everything else, because it's like, what did you mean by that? And he's like, oh, I didn't really actually mean that. And then the White House had to backtrack and everything. So this guy is basically saying in a nutshell that he's opposed to any kind of a peace agreement, that the only thing that's going to work is removing Putin from power. That's basically what he's saying in a nutshell. And it's like, well, that's not.
Yeah, they have to have someone to have a conflict with. And yeah, that's always the case when it comes to globalists or communists. There's always a revolution. You know,
Lindsay, there's a second clip to that. And in the second clip, he talks about how there's an opportunity in war.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, which dictator hasn't said that?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. He talks to have never seen an opportunity like this. Yeah, let's just play this clip. So quiet.
So I think what he said there is absolutely. You turn this up.
But I'm just speaking as one senator. Basically, I believe strongly that I have never seen, and with people I talk strategically, have never seen an opportunity more than this to do what needs to be done. And Ukraine has the determination to do it. We should have the commitment to support.
Okay, so he said more than this. Like, I've never seen an opportunity more than this. And he's talking about specifically the Ukraine conflict. It almost sounds like to me that they wanted this to happen.
No, they did. Of course they did. I told you, Putin took the bait, man.
I know, but I mean,
baited into it.
I'm trying to say it without like saying it. It's like we can't. I mean, without saying it so absolute, it's like I'm just trying to get there and say like I mean, but it's just it's. I'm just like dumbfounded when I was doing this research today and looking up the World Economic Forum and what they're, I'm just can't even believe what they're saying. It's like they're all living in a bubble and just think like they can,
Well, this is the thing is though, is that if we're to ascertain that, or if we're to believe that the World Economic Forum is partnered with all of these huge corporations. You've seen the list, Ben. It's huge. And they are actually partnering with them, and they manage those corporations essentially through the ESG scores. They own all of the money through those corporations in the entire world.
I mean, yeah. And then
that
and then
means like the World Economic Forum, which is the financial wing of the UN essentially, owns all of the money in the world. And so with that money, there's nothing you really can't do. So I'm not saying they're going to take over everything. I'm not saying that, but I am saying that doesn't look good. you know, it's amazing how they've. We're talking about.
I'm going to show you something, Rob.
Yeah, please. Yeah. These people are excellent at organizing on a level that we don't organize on.
So check this out. Ready? This is the World Economic Forum website, and it's talking about BlackRock.
Yeah. Well, they have. Yes, yeah. I've seen this. And they like
the big
partners on here have like their own little landing pages and stuff. And
Oh my gosh.
There's a lot on there, man. That website is. Yeah,
dude, so this iShares thing, this is like, I was looking up a lot of, you know, I've been looking at companies that with like, you know, which companies own the most stock in various different companies. I had no idea. I kept seeing iShares. This iShares is always at the top with Vanguard and BlackRock as well. So, It's so insane, but it's just so crazy that this is directly, I mean, this just kind of shows that the World Economic Forum is the deep state's financial thing and BlackRock is the monopoly they have.
One of them. One of the huge venture capitalist corporations that buy and own up stock to control a bunch of these other corporations. So yeah, like there's this website, when I was doing that infographic, Ben, website, like going through this website was one of the most eye-opening things that I've seen in a really long time. It's huge what's going on here.
So I want to point something out real quick. BlackRock chairman and CEO Larry Fink calls on CEOs to be deliberate about their role in society and act in the best interest of their employees, customers, communities, and their shareholders. Then why aren't they doing that for Twitter with their shareholders?
Yeah, because, like, well, again, but this,
I mean, the CEOs.
Know this. These are all fronts for what they're really doing. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't understand how the SEC is not regulating how much BlackRock controls. Actually doing and how much they control.
Sorry, guys.
Like, how are they not in prison for, like, in a, I don't, that's sure, the sure. problem is it's like so complicated the way they've set these corporations up. So many people like in the organizations, you can't really blame it on the CEO at some point because you have all of these people working, buying things up. That's the role of the corporation. And then the SEC, too. What's that?
It's the boards of a lot of these companies, not necessarily CEO.
It's
like what we saw with Twitter, exactly, with Jack. You know, he got pushed out by his own board. And so did Steve Jobs. You know, they fired Steve Jobs a while ago. You know, yes. Apple did. And then he came back. But, you know, so it's like the CEO doesn't necessarily have full control.
The CEO performs at the behest of the shareholders of the board, whoever's in the board, and the board believes that CEO, excuse me, is the best person to lead at that time. And if they're not doing something, you know, actually, I found out Bob Chapek in Disney is going to be leaving in 2023 or 2024 because he can't handle the drama there anymore. it's like between the content side of things with like Kathleen Kennedy, like running amok and just being crazy. And then all the stuff that's going on publicly with Disney and Florida and the kids and all of this stuff. I just think he's like, I didn't sign up for this and he wants to get out. Who knows who they're going to put in there next? That's going to be crazy.
So I've been looking everywhere for the World Economic Forum video where it mentions you'll own nothing and be happy. I've seen the screenshot everywhere, but I finally found the video that explained it because it was like taken down for a while. And then of course this is on the front thing. So it's actually in the first like 10 seconds. So you could just play it at the beginning, Lindsay.
Oh, yeah.
8 predictions for 2030. This is it. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Like, that's number one right there. Whatever you want, you will rent and it'll be delivered to you by drone, meaning you won't own anything. Everything's going to be.
Look, the U.S. won't be the world's leading superpower. A handful of countries will dominate.
Dominate.
You won't die waiting for an organ donor.
We won't transplant. Dude, this is, I've never seen the whole thing of this. This is the one that they kind of suppressed on YouTube. It's cut off. Darn it. Oh.
Waste by the climate.
Yeah. We'll do a better job at welcoming integrated refugees. So open borders. The oil companies will have free reign. You're to blame. we're gonna force you to buy our products. We might send you to Mars and you'll be in this colony. No, I'm just joking, but maybe not. This is like really scary stuff, actually. And I just, and like when I see checks and balances with this stuff, I think of social credit system.
Well, and I think the main thing was that, oops, that it said right there is that they're specifically going after the idea of America being the world superpower. That yes. is, this is why. Look, yes. and how do we know that? Well, the Build Back Better term came from the UN back in the day.
Yep.
It was then adopted by the World Economic Forum, and then Joe Biden used it in his 2020 election campaign.
Yeah.
And so he that was a flag to everyone out there, basically, that he was going to be running the operation to bring America down so that the World Economic Forum could do exactly what they just said in that presentation right there.
Exactly. Because the Build Back Better isn't for America. It was for the forming the New World Order. And I'm seeing that term actually being used a lot more, even by the global elites. Like, they're using it because it's like, well, isn't this a good thing? Oh, look, imagine all the countries coming together and forming one world government. I mean, that's like, then we can eliminate wars, we can do all these things. And it's like, well, yeah, that's great on the surface, but what happens if I want to, I don't know, I want to own a house. I have two houses. Now all of a sudden you're trying to take my house away from
me. Well, Ben, you're not going to be eating that much meat in that house. It's not going to be a staple.
It's like, you can't have two. I mean, I don't actually have two houses, but I'm just trying to make a point about, you know, this, whatever it is, you know, it's like, you won't own anything. Oh, we're going to own everything. You rent from us. And then it's like, well, okay. Yeah. But you can't do it unless you take this vaccine and then it's like a month later, oh, a new virus. You have to take this vaccine and this vaccine and this vaccine and whatever it is. I don't even know, but that's the part that's scary. And I think, you know, it's like, obviously they don't have our best interest at heart. Because if they truly had our best interest, BlackRock controls $11 trillion. If they truly had our best interest, they would just wipe away our debt. And then say, let's reform in a good way. We're going to end world hunger. We're going to clean up LA. We're going to go to the streets of New York and make things like awesome. And it's like, why not? Like, just do that.
Yeah, Ben, their version of cleaning up LA is to make sure that as many people as possible are trannies there.
I guess so. I guess so.
I mean, they're pushing
the agenda.
There is no moral agenda with the World Economic Forum or with the globalists. Their agenda is to destroy Western values. It said it in there.
It
specifically said it in that presentation.
It did.
You just showed.
It did. And I just don't
challenge Western values. What are Western values? Western values are values like those are values that have been, yes, they're
all you need. You,
they're spiritual values. Yeah. They're family values.
I just can't understand why people aren't thinking about this. It's like, here's all these billionaires at this World Economic Forum talking about reform and how there's all these issues. And it's like, my God, you guys are all billionaires. Like, can't you just do something? Like, if you know, it's like all the billionaires came together, like we could probably do a lot of things overnight. But, you know, but it's like, I wish the people that aren't awake could have these thoughts in their heads. Like, man, isn't this weird that all these billionaires are getting together and not doing anything meaningful and purposeful? They're just spewing out a lot of garbage and then talking about
why would you think they're good?
And that's the question. Like, how would we, like, because a lot of the people on that aren't awake have a hard time with this concept. It's like, here, you know,
they're so willing to believe that Trump, a rich guy, is bad, but yes, these other guys aren't bad,
and they're trying to form a new world order and Trump wasn't.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it?
I can't even wrap my head around like how bizarre it is for me. I don't even know.
I just keep getting that Tom McDonald song stuck in my head. People So Stupid song.
Seriously.
All right. Well, you guys.
All right.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and reveal a bunch of insane information about Klaus Schwab. Is that right, Ben?
Yeah, we sure are. His background, what we found, more information on the censorship, how he pays to censor info specifically about him.
And how he does that.
And the Bill Gates dark fund, which we looked into a little bit more, and how all, you know, again, it's like you have all these billionaires and all these people making decisions and doing things. And it's like, you know, instead of spending their money on truly helping people, they're spending their money on forcing censorship. We have an issue there. Everybody should be thinking to themselves, why are they spending money on misinformation when they could just help the world? But anyway, we're going to get more into this as well as the red sky in China. So follow
all
us,
right, you guys,
on Rise TV.
So Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, dark fund, red sky in China. What does it all mean on Rise TV right now? If you guys can support our work, it's just $9.99. That's not even the price of two lattes anymore. We could really use your support to keep the lights on and keep everything going. Yeah, so we appreciate you, and we'll see you over at Rise TV if you want to join in this conversation.
See you guys there. Thank you.
A vast secret history. A lost ancient civilization. An empire they tried to erase. Tartaria's hidden past is just as fictional as Atlantis. Or is it? Humanoid giants. Magical creatures that shouldn't exist. Dogmen. Centaurs. Magicians. And evil spirits. Why did the Soviet communists remove all traces of Tartaria from their books? Why was it so important to wipe Tartaria off the face of the earth? Take a glimpse into the truth of the past. You were never supposed to know.
So, did Genghis Khan's ancestors and the Tartarians really discover America? Was Tartaria a global civilization?
Forgotten maps. The journals of Marco Polo. Ancient structures. Evidence of advanced technology. Edge of Wonder brings you Tartaria.
All right, you guys.
This is, wait, Ben, this is kind of hilarious.